Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
WTIC. Oh, it's glorious to be here. It's glorious to have summer. And it's, well, it's good to be able to talk about it as the country is going crazy, as is the state. Joining us to talk about it, we'll take more phone calls in a few minutes, but Joe Markley is here for his weekly visit. Hello there, Joseph.
Good to be with you, Todd, and it's glorious to be able to speak to so many people with 50,000 watts in WTIC.
Isn't it amazing? And you don't have to move a muscle. You just talk, and it happens. So what? Fill us in on the state's budget situation. Is it a good one or a bad one? And is if it's a bad one, is that just because of the virus?
Hey, it hasn't been a good one for as long as I've been back in politics. And of course, it's worse than ever now because of this virus. And it's worse than ever because of the lousy decisions that have been made by Governor Malloy and then Governor Lamont and the Democrats in the law.
They've made lousy decisions lately. Is that what you're saying?
They have made them periodically. They've made them every time they've had a chance. They started making them when Malloy came in 2011. With the largest tax hike in history, 2015, the second largest tax hike in state history, another tax hike in 2017. And where have we gotten with all those tax hikes? We have a new fiscal year starting July 1st, so a week away. And the budget for that fiscal year is now $2.7 billion out of whack. We have a deficit in the budget that goes into place in a week of $2.7 billion.
Wow.
That's considerably more than our rainy day fund. So the idea that the rainy day fund, something I was saying even, you know, a few months ago was, well, we've got the rainy day fund at least to get us through the upcoming budget. Not anymore. The decline in tax revenues, revenues are down about a third because of the shutdown. And the other thing that's happened is expenses have gone up because of all the unemployment, because of the higher demands on social services, everything else. So we've got a $2.7 billion deficit in that budget. And then when the legislature comes back next year in January to write a new budget, they're going to face $2 billion a year deficits under current spending and current taxes as far as the eye can see. So we are in a dreadful position. And I think that from the point of view of Lamont and the Democrats, the best thing that can happen is to distract us with statues and all sorts of other things that are keeping people's focus off of our terrible, terrible fiscal situation.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is that if their first priority is this November, so they want to make sure they can get through November without people realizing the catastrophic financial situation that you just described.
That is exactly right. There's an excellent article if people want to read about this. Keith Fanoff in the Connecticut Mirror is a good reporter on state budget issues. And if you read that article, one thing that legislative leaders are saying is, well, we don't really, there's no point in talking about this much right now. We'll deal with it all down the road. And that's because they don't want to talk about it right now. They'd rather have us forget about it through November. And then when they come back in January, they'll say, oh, my goodness, look at this. There's a huge deficit. What are we going to do? And if the Democrats are still in control, we know what they're going to do. As bad as our economy is, they'll increase taxes again and make it even worse.
But the dramatic problem that you're describing, Joe Markley, is beyond any ability of a tax increase to fill the void.
There's no deficit that can't be filled in the short term by a tax increase, and that's what has happened in the state repeatedly. The trouble is, every time you do it, it's like continually injecting someone with adrenaline. You get them up and going, but it just takes that much more of it, and it wears off. The tax increases don't solve the problem permanently. They just let the legislature go back home and say, we solved the problem. You know, one of the things about this article, it's almost worth reading for this. They were saying how the leaders on the Appropriations Committee were interviewing department heads. And as it says in the article, quizzing them to make sure they're not pinching pennies. I read it and I thought, wait a second, did I read that right? And of course, they're saying, you know, there's so many people in need because of what's going on. Please don't try to economize right now. Obviously, throughout this crisis, knowing that there was going to be a decline in tax revenue.
Oh, Joe, we've had a bad connection, and now it seems that we've lost you. So thank you for, you know, we'll just let you go, but dump that phone somewhere, and let's get a better one next time. 860-522-9842. That's Joe Markley, former state senator, and always good to have here. But better when we've got a better connection.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.